to Vancouver after that
yep.
trip.
Yeah. Went back and I started driving taxi some more because it was simple to go in and out of that. Didn't
yeah.
require much. And at the time, at least when I started, it was actually a decent job. It got sort of, the job deteriorated over the years. It's not a nice job now, I don't think. They work way too hard for their money. And then one of the other taxi drivers was also a pilot. And so he said this thing to me that, oh, you should become a pilot. I should become a doctor. It was made about as much sense. And so anyway, I ended up taking this little trip up north to the Queen Charlotte. So it was just a holiday. And I got into Prince Rupert. And from Prince Rupert, I flew over to Queen Charlotte's. And that was a really beautiful experience in an old Grumman goose that lands on its belly in the water.
Cool.
You know, it was really neat. Some of them are still flying. And even though they're like 60 years old now or something like that. But that did inspire me a little bit after this fella saying that to me. And so I eventually did get my license and everything, pursued that for a few years. But it was good, but it didn't end up being the career I wanted. It kind of went for a while, and then sort of the recession happened in 1981, and it kind of blew the doors off of a lot of jobs like that. There was people looking for work that had more experience than me. And so I sort of gave up. Maybe I shouldn't, but I did.
Did you fly commercial, like those bush planes?
For about 2 years.
Where was that?
Out of Vancouver, actually. Right. I was really lucky. I went to Saskatchewan. I got a job there, but there was not much going on. So I went back to Kelowna, and I got a bit of a work there. Was still not much going on. And then, ironically, I went so far to get a job, I ended up getting it back in Vancouver. And it was simple little things, flying back and forth to Victoria.
Yeah.
I used to deliver newspapers. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd take off to take the newspapers to Victoria. And some charter work, a little bit of charter work. And it was actually a nice, fun little company to work for. I flew a plane I really liked. It was a smart plane for the kind of work I did, because sometimes was landing in strips, not the best landing areas, and it had these big balloon tires and everything. So it was a good plane. And then somebody came and bought the company, and I think one of the first things they did was get rid of that plane. And so I ended up going to another company that was just a job offered to me. And because before the recession, it was actually pretty decent. And then that didn't work. It worked out, but it only worked out for about 3 months, because the boss was, long story, but he wasn't very nice.
Okay.
And he fired all of us, actually. There was 3 pilots. He fired all of us. So it was like, you can have one person do something wrong, but all 3 people weren't doing it wrong, you know. Anyway, he I had a little bit of a missing feeling for not working with people in an environment where it's like a social environment. Because I was flying a plane, I was driving a bus, I was driving a taxi. It was always, there were people there, but they were always,
yeah.
you know, they weren't connected to me. So I got a job in a bar, which, that's okay. But I don't think I ever really wanted to be a full-time bartender, but I ended up doing that for about 5 years. And then eventually I got tired of everything and went into what I wanted to do when I was 16, which was pottery, you know, ceramics. And I more or less got successful at it, but successful at pottery is kind of, you know, it's not going to be way up the ladder of some corporate job or something. But you still, you know, I was independent. Again, I guess I have this independence problem, you know, so I was working for myself, nobody to answer to, and I did that for about 17 years till now I have a job driving a bus again, which is part-time. So
when you started...